Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes with children around ages 6 and 7. Parents are reaching out, wondering about their child's friendships, and I want to talk with you about something that might be on your heart too. Maybe you've noticed that your child makes friends easily, but those friendships seem to shift and change. One week, they're inseparable from a classmate, and the next week, they're playing with someone completely different. And you might be wondering, is something wrong? Should I be worried? Let me tell you something wonderful that the magic book taught me. What you're seeing isn't a problem at all. It's actually your child's brain doing exactly what it's supposed to do at this age. They're learning one of the most important skills they'll ever develop, friendship maintenance, and just like learning to read or ride a bike, it takes practice, patience, and time. Research shows us something fascinating. Dr. Eileen Kennedy Moore, a clinical psychologist who specializes in children's friendships, studied first graders, children exactly your child's age, and discovered that best friendship stability varies significantly across the school year. In other words, changing friendships at ages 6 and 7 is completely, beautifully normal. Your child isn't struggling, they're learning. And that's a huge difference. Here's what's happening in your child's developing brain. At ages 6 and 7, children are in this magical phase where they're discovering what makes a good friend. They're learning about loyalty, about patience, about understanding someone else's feelings. They're figuring out how to navigate conflicts, how to forgive, how to balance their own needs with someone else's needs. Think about it. These are skills that many adults are still working on, and your 6 or 7 year old is just beginning this journey. Recent research from BMC Psychology shows us that self-control and emotion management skills are the foundation for successful peer interactions. When children develop these abilities, they become better equipped to handle friendship challenges like conflicts, disappointments, and the give and take of reciprocal relationships. So what does this mean for you as a parent? It means that when your child comes home and says their best friend played with someone else at recess, or when they're upset because a friendship feels different than it did last month, you have an incredible opportunity. You get to be their guide, their safe place to process these big feelings, and their coach as they learn these essential life skills. Here are some beautiful ways you can support your child's friendship journey. First, validate their feelings. When they're sad about a friendship change, don't rush to fix it or minimize it. Simply say, "I can see this feels hard right now. Tell me about it." That validation is like sunshine to their growing heart. Second, help them understand that friendships, like all relationships, need gentle care and attention. Just like the plants in your garden need water and sunlight, friendships need kindness, patience, and understanding to grow strong. Third, and this is so important, help them see that quality matters more than quantity. Research confirms that having one or two close, caring friendships is far more valuable than having many surface-level friendships. Your child doesn't need to be friends with everyone. They need to learn how to be a good friend to the people they care about. Now, let me tell you about a story from the magic book that shows this beautifully. It's called The Warmth That Connects Us All, and it follows Lucas and Ella as they discover something magical. They find that an ancient sauna holds gentle steam that carries whispered messages of love and care between friends. In this story, Lucas and Ella learn that true friendship involves invisible emotional connections, bonds that you can't see but you can definitely feel. These bonds need care, patience, and understanding to stay strong over time. It's such a gentle, beautiful way to help children understand that friendships are like those invisible threads of warmth. They need tending, they need kindness, and they grow stronger when we pay attention to them. After you read this story with your child, you can have such meaningful conversations. You might ask, what are some ways we can keep our friendship bonds warm and strong? What small acts of kindness can you do for your friends? How do you feel when a friend shows they care about you? These conversations are where the real learning happens, my friend. This is where your child starts to understand that maintaining friendships is an active process, something they can learn and get better at with practice. Here's something else the magic book taught me. When children experience friendship changes, they're actually building resilience. They're learning that relationships can shift, and that's okay. They're discovering that they can handle disappointment, that they can make new connections, that they're capable of navigating the social world. Every friendship that changes, every conflict they work through, every time they feel left out and then find their way back to connection, they're building emotional muscles that will serve them for their entire lives. So when you see your child's friendships shifting, instead of worrying, you can celebrate. You can say to yourself, "My child is learning. My child is growing. My child is developing the skills they need to build meaningful relationships throughout their life." And you know what? You're doing this beautifully. The fact that you're here, learning about your child's development, seeking to understand what they're going through, that shows how much you care. That shows what a wonderful parent you are. The Magic Book, and I want you to know that you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to fix every friendship challenge. You just have to be there to listen, to validate, and to gently guide your child as they learn these skills. Your child is exactly where they're supposed to be. Those changing friendships, they're not a sign of a problem. They're a sign of growth, of learning, of a beautiful brain developing the capacity for deep, meaningful connections. So tonight, or whenever feels right, curl up with your child and read the warmth that connects us all together. Let the story open up conversations about friendship, about care, about those invisible bonds that connect us all. And know that with every page you turn, with every conversation you have, you're supporting your child's journey toward becoming someone who knows how to build and maintain beautiful, lasting friendships. Thank you so much for being here with me today, my wonderful friend. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your child. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.